listening to Cleveland and Beyond with Andy Billman and Jared Watson, brought to you by Evergreen Podcasts.
And we are live on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. He's Andy Billman, she's Holly Wetzel, and I'm Jared Watson. And this is Cleveland and Beyond. Hey, we're going to jump into some Browns talk. Baker Mayfield is ready for the second half of this season. Apparently, Stefanski is saying, well, he's only going to get better from here on out.
He's ascending. He's ascending.
You think it's going to happen that way? Okay. It's only going up. Like Millennium Falcon at Millennium Force. I just messed it up. The Millennium Force.
He's getting his wings.
Hey, Nick Chubb is back. Nick Chubb is back, and hopefully he's going to be ready to play this coming week. And if that is the case, I would watch out if I were the Texans. I know not everyone feels that way, but that's where we're at right now. So we're going to jump right into all that talk, and then we're going to talk about some college football later on as well, and a couple of award winners, or almost award winners, with the Cleveland Indians. So Andy, Holly, this is the first time we're doing a show together. Let's just roll with it. What's going on?
Cleveland Browns.
Well, it's been an exciting day. I am excited about Nick Chubb coming back. I'm trying to fucking repost this thing. I'm waiting for next year, but fuck it. Look, here's the thing.
We're all over the place.
It's fine. We're just rolling with this.
Do you want to do a little intro, by the way, of the Instagram?
You're right. Right, Holly Wetzel producing the show, everybody. So here's the big thing. We have this great thing called
Rose between two thorns here. What can I say?
Yes. Yes. We have
By the way,
I'm all fucked up because Instagram is the reverse, and now I'm all fucked up. Okay. So the official Cleveland sports handle on Instagram is going to be our home account. Go there. We will do things after Browns games.
What's it called again, Andy?
Official Cleveland Sports. It's on
Official
Instagram.
Cleveland Sports is on Instagram.
It's on Instagram. Check it out. Please, Joe Hayes, God bless Joe, did a great job with that account. It's all Cleveland fans. Wonderful things are coming out there, as you saw tonight. It's going to be snappy, and it's going to be fun, and we're going to have a good time with it. And we're going to talk a lot of Browns. We're going to talk a lot of Indians. And we're the night is fuck EJ on Facebook. Thank you, EJ. Good to hear from you. You can check us out on Instagram too, EJ. EJ is one of our better fans. Go watches every show. Love EJ. Clean someone's carpets, I believe. One of these shows.
Carpetsmith. Trevor's all right.
Yes. So that's Holly Wetzel, and she'll tell you up who she is. And I'm Andy Bill, my director of Film Believe Land. I know many people on this space know, but Holly, we've been doing Set the Edge for a while. Aren't you excited to have two passionate Cleveland fans and one who's actually not drinking smart water?
Yeah, thank God. Thank Jared. Thanks for manning up tonight and having a drink with
me. Jeez. Clearly, we don't know each other all that well, but it'll be this way from here on out, I promise you.
Yeah, Andy, it's good for my belly. You know, that's
I gave that up a little while ago. Maybe I'll.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, maybe I'll jump back on that train down the road, but right now I'm not worried about it. I got enough stress in my life and I'm going to self-medicate my way out of it. That's how it works, right?
Situation, you know, no one cares. My Christmas decorations went up almost 2 weeks ago.
Holly, do you like Christmas?
Well, yes. First of all, my first name, right? Okay.
Holly.
I was born December 11th. All right. I decorate the shit out of my place and I love everything about it. And I have about six different things that say Holly Jolly on it. I have Holly Jolly hand soap.
Ooh.
I even have Christmas toilet paper.
Wow. Now that does not Holly. Now are you a nutmeg cinnamon girl or do you like, you know what?
What the fuck is happening right now?
No, Jared.
What are we doing right now?
Yeah, Jared.
Already off the rails. It is what
Jared, welcome to Set the Edge. Now, look, Holly, this is an important question. Is it pumpkin?
Clearly.
Or is it in the summertime? Is it that, like, you know, what is that, blue moon? Or is it the cinnamon stuff? What is the best thing for the best holiday or season flavor?
Well, I'm a big cinnamon girl for sure. Yeah. Gingerbread actually is my absolute favorite. So
gingerbread's great.
Yeah, shout out to Dunkin' Donuts for keeping gingerbread alive. Starbucks discontinued it. So
Really?
Yeah, I'm actually pretty pissed off. But gingerbread's, anything gingerbread's my jam. So.
Yes. Long time. Let's see. Long time resident 99 sage and dressing. That's interesting.
Hey, wait a minute. Are you talking about? Are you talking about stuffing? Because there are people that refer to dressing as stuffing, and if they're sage and you're stuffing, that makes sense. Yeah. Am I reading too much into that?
No, possibly. I think that's a fair assessment. Wait, why aren't we talking about sage? What the fuck?
Like I said, this is where we're at right now.
So
what do you think Baker's going to do this weekend?
Speaking of baking,
or is more of a stage guy? What would you?
This is what's known in the biz as no show prep. Anyway,
we're good. No, these three games, even though Holly, I can't believe who she's choosing, which we'll save for a little bit. These three games, you have to win if you are the Browns. When you play the Texans who fired their coach and the team is in turmoil, I don't care how good Deshaun Watson, J.J. Watt are. You got to win that game. B, you then play the Eagles. They stink. I don't give a fuck. They're in first place. That whole division stinks. And then you follow up with Jacksonville. I know we never beat Jacksonville, but that's going to fucking change. You have got to take out the garbage in these next three games and win. I believe in this team. I think they will, but you cannot slip in these next three games. Can't.
The only game that they would slip up in my mind with is this game. Texans game, right?
I think so too. Yeah, I think they're going to slip up. I think they're going to beat the Eagles.
Okay.
And we'll keep going through it. And
It would be ugly though. I will say this, if they can't win this game, it's going to be ugly in Cleveland. People are not going to be happy.
Weather's going to be a factor again this weekend.
That's true. Boy. Yeah,
Nick Chubb is back, and that will actually give us the running game we need.
They haven't come out and said, right?
Well,
they're not going to.
No. And some of that's the analytics stuff. Now, look, Holly, why are you so fearful of the Texans? Is it the Watson? Because Watson does play well against the Browns. But either than that, like, I don't know. Maybe it's the Romeo Crennel thing. He's a nice man, but he's not a good coach. I mean, come on. Gotta win that game.
Bias can be a really good thing, and bias can kind of be a shitty thing. So
that's true.
It depends how they're coming back. You know, Baker. I don't know how much he did because he was in his own quarantine situation this week. You know, there's just a lot of factors that are going into it that, you know, it could really go either way. And because this team has kind of been, you know, a little bit of a Jekyll and Hyde from week to week, depending on who they're playing. And pretty much all the time. I don't know. I really thought they were going to come out and beat the Steelers that week. I really did. I know that the Steelers at this point, they're undefeated right now, but I just, I think it'll be close, you know? But I think they have a pretty weak offensive line. Houston does. So it'll be, we have some opportunities, so we'll see.
I can't, honest to God, other than them really getting in their own way, I honest to God can't see them losing this game.
I'm with you.
And it's really going to come down to, again, mistakes, not making mistakes on offense because they're going to have to score. Because, again, I still don't trust that defense. But as Holly's talking about with the offensive line, Garrett's going to have his chances, and that is going to be the difference maker. I know we've talked about this, that this defense has not reached its potential, but I will also say that I don't know how high that ceiling is, especially in the secondary and the linebacking core. Look, everyone got pushed around in the Raiders game.
The Raiders game was bad.
On all sides of that offense. And it started at the line of scrimmage, and it was that way on both. I think that if they can come in focused, if they can reduce the mistakes or eliminate any mistakes, because they haven't been that bad overall, they're going to be fine. And as long as the secondary can, turnovers are always big in these games.
Oh yeah.
I mean, you know, it's the damn defense that I just don't trust more than I know that you're special teams that way, Andy, but it's the defense for me.
Yeah, we don't have time for special teams right now. We'll get to them in a second. They're not good either. But they're parking in fourth quarter. Hold your breath. Mm-hmm. Hold your fucking breath. There won't be any smart water with me. That will be a little bit more lot.
Bartender.
Bartender yelling them out. Now, look, here's the thing that I know what Jared's getting to. And I know what Holly's alluding to, because I've heard it this week. I've been surprised. There's been more people on the Holly Wetzel wagon than the Jared Watson and my bandwagon. I've heard concerned fans, and I've been surprised. I'm with Jared. I know the Texans have always given the Browns trouble. Watson, for whatever reasons, can stay on his head against this team. But I like the fact that I know what Holly's saying too. I feel like I'm a believer. I've drank into Kool-Aid as Stefanski.
Yeah, and that's the difference.
I've drank into Kool-Aid.
That's the difference. This is real. And we as Cleveland fans are used to being, we are abused. I hate using this term, but it really is this way. We are abused as fans.
Yeah.
And so we have come to expect to be abused in the future. And that's just where we are.
Yep. Yep.
I mean, I
have faith in him too. I mean, I think that he is a big factor, and I think that he needs to, you know, he's been out coached a couple times. And so this is a great opportunity for him to, especially since we haven't played so well against the Texans, to maybe step up. So it's, again, I'm hoping that we've made a good amount of adjustments over the bye.
Yes. That's,
you know, so that's again, byes can hurt you and help you. So we'll see.
To what Wetzel's saying, and I'm glad there's two things. One, weather. This team, and it's not been just for the regime, I'm tired of this fucking shit where the Browns look cold, windless, like they don't like it. Like that game, we've all talked about it and Set the Edge and on Cleveland Beyond and all of our networks. We've said the same thing. They looked like they checked out. It didn't look like they had it. They got pushed around. And to be fair, you saw that in the Shermer era. You saw that in the insert coach. It's been that way since the move team back. That shit's got to stop. And two, this new regimes of coaches have had a hard time making adjustments. I don't know why, and we will find out. I get the feeling this Stefanski crew will make adjustments. And I will go to what Jared said. Offense, slight adjustments. Defense, you need to make some adjustments. I mean, this crap what we saw against the Raiders, we haven't hit it hard enough. That was bullshit. We got pushed around.
Yards after contact are insane.
Yes. Yes.
Insane in that. I mean, it was ridiculous.
It was bad.
That game, I don't even want to talk about it anymore. Thank God it's in the rearview. I need to leave it in the rearview. I'm so pissed off about that game. There was no reason. No reason for them to not win that game.
There you go.
There we go. There we go. Now, Holly's going to be fun after games. I get the feeling it's going to be a different Holly after certain wins and losses. I get the feeling Holly's going to be.
Let me talk real quick about, I understand the bye week can be good or bad. I want to jump into that real quick.
Go for it.
I really think that the bye week is a good thing for the Browns on this occasion because of the injuries that they had been dealing with.
Yes, good point. Yes.
Getting healthy was the most important thing that this team could have done.
Yes.
Are we healthy enough? Did Greedy Williams get healthy over this bye week, by the way? No? No Greedy? Nothing?
No, it's fine.
All right, never mind. Ignore that. But everyone else, thank God they're healthy.
Okay, pause the Watson thought trains. I want to get to Greedy Williams real quick. I had forgotten that. So I listened to Stefanski, and that name got brought up. And I was like, oh, my God, Greedy Williams. That update was sad. Nothing. I got nothing. Greedy's trying, and that's it. Mm-hmm. Nothing. I mean, I don't know what that.
Oh, I mean, that's Tyron. They're going to pick up Greedy right now.
Yeah, seriously. Cheshire, Connecticut, they're looking for him. But look, and poor Greedy Williams. I mean, the guy's hurt all the time. And Wetzel kind of admitted it. And I kind of felt the same way. It's like he's trying. And yes, we're joking, but also it's serious. It's like he's trying, but he's probably not going to come back.
I do feel bad. But I mean, who's got more odds of coming back and actually hitting the field and playing for the Browns? Greedy Williams or Odell Beckham Jr.? Have fun with that one, folks.
Both LSU guys. I would say, God, I can't believe I'm saying this. I think OBJ will play faster next year. I think OBJ will be back faster next year. I really do.
Yeah, I don't think the Browns, again, I know that's every time something happens with Odell, people think that he's gone. And I still don't get that vibe. I know folks are out there pushing that vibe. I don't get it.
Well, it's hard to not question, obviously, everything that's happened with him and that chemistry. You know, we've, you know, Andy and I have talked about this a lot, too, of just like, you know, and obviously so has all of the national media about whether or not his chemistry is there. And with Baker, and obviously there's only been one game that we've seen hit without OBJ, right? Just one. So, you know, there's, it remains to be seen what will happen. And I think we'll obviously have a much better idea by the end of the season of where this really goes.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter. I think that there was pressure for Baker to throw to him a lot when the situation wasn't maybe the best. So I think though, you know, I if there's any pressure relieved off of Baker, he does seem to get caught up. He I think he takes too long more than half the time, and his accuracy is off. So if any type of distraction, and whether or not maybe you just don't vibe with someone that you work with as much and you work better with someone else, then that's okay. Like, well, you know, but not to say that it can't be built on it and obviously changed. It's just, you know, we had him last year. There's a reason why.
That's kind of the problem though, right? Isn't it, Holly, that if Baker is worth his weight in salt here with this, then he needs to figure out how to get on the same page with Odell. If Baker is the quarterback of the future here, then he needs to know how to play with elite quarter or elite wide receivers.
He needs to be a leader.
And he finally won a game. He was finally the reason, I should say, that the Browns won a game. Baker was. Yeah. I mean, that he needed that. And look, if it helps his confidence, what I've always loved about Baker is that he's always played with a chip on his shoulder, always looking to, you know, prove something in the best way. And you know, so if that, I agree with you, I think that for sure, you know, there's a lot of egos in that locker room. So you do have to step back if you are a team, obviously, and figure out whatever that is, what you guys need to do to make it mesh.
I think the big thing, let's get back to Baker. There's multitude of things. Holly hit on one of them. The Bengals game was great. Jared hit on another. There are times where I've seen Baker grow, and we've all talked about that on different platforms. Here's the one thing I'll say, though. To take where this team is going, we're getting these questions about Super Bowl and playoffs. I think the playoffs, he's going to have to play better a little bit just to get there, sure. But to take that next leap, I do see another step or two, and not small, medium size to big steps. And I think he can do it, but I do think Baker, like, that's an example. It's like, hey, OBJ's your guy, cool. If you're really the leader of this team, Montana's guys, hey, Jerry, you're going to do this. John Taylor, you're going to do this. We're going to get everybody in shape and we're going to everybody go. When Randy Moss is running around with Tom Brady, you never heard anything. And he's got to be able to get in those situations, be like, hey, OBJ, I love you. You're my guy and I respect you. But right now I got to get the ball to Hunt, or I got to get the ball to Hooper, or I got to get the ball right now to Hollywood Higgins. And I'll mention his name too. I really want to see Hollywood become more of a steady progression and not hit here, disappears for two games, big game, disappears for three games.
Non-existent in that Raiders game.
Yes.
Non-existent in that Raiders game. But I wonder, Andy, I don't know if it's about spreading the ball around as much as it is that them not being on the same page regarding routes.
Well, that's...
Where Odell got injured was due to a misunderstanding on the route. That's the page that they need to get on. I don't think it has to do with a give me the ball, you know, prima donna issue with the wide receiver. I just don't. I don't think that's where it is with Odell.
I don't think that's all it is, but I do think that's part of it.
Maybe it's a touch of it, but
That's what I'm saying.
I agree.
But that frustration is why can't you find me is probably what he's saying. Why can't you find me? Well, so that, there's still a disconnect there. And,
that's for 2021.
If it doesn't work out, you're talking about a guy with two seasons of no production, basically, including another injury. Where exactly are the Browns going to just trade him off to? You're going to have to find someone gullible enough to give you what you want for it, too. I really do think that Odell's going to come back next season. They're going to try it one more time and see where it goes. That's where I'm at right now, at least.
Well, yeah. I mean, there's no question. Look, the big story for this week's Chubb's back. And I know there's been some debate, too. Mm-hmm. And I'm excited. We're all excited he's back. Thank God he's back. I think that's, again, it's a domino. Obviously, it helps the team, but I think it's going to help Kareem Hunt. I think with Chubb taking the bulk of the carries, seeing Hunt not having to put as much pressure on him.
And their own chemistry. They're not
yes,
trying to go against each other. They're trying to, I mean, they're a full on support system, which is awesome. So
a lot of Biner and Mac, a lot of Biner and Mac in those two, where those two, Biner and Mac, played together. They never, I mean, they're competitive, but they always talk about that. They played together. That's a great point by Holly. Those two play together. Well,
and we talked about how insane it is that the drop off is so noticeable for us as Browns fans at running back, with Chubb not being there and those two not working in tandem.
Yeah.
But the overall NFL picture shows you that Hunt has been a top five running back ever since Chubb has been hurt.
Yep.
So that just tells you how important and how big Nick Chubb is to this offense and to them scoring points, keeping defense on their toes, and giving that play action ability to Baker that helps open things up downfield for him. So
we were averaging over 200 rushing yards with him in. Now we are averaging just under 100.
Right. We were like a college football team. It was ridiculous.
If we're being fair, even in the wins, you could see the difference, but it was obviously noticeable.
No way they lose that Raiders game if you have Nick Chubb. No way. No way. That was his game. That was a game that was built for him.
Now, that's the one. Yeah. I mean, obviously Ravens Steelers, you can't say anything. I know you're going with Watson, and you're right. That's one of those games where if you have Nick Chubb, you have to wonder, there was too many times in that game, could it get back? But then again, you know, on 3rd and 17 or whatever it was, we couldn't stop the Raiders either. So it's kind of one of those things. Now,
But I mean, that's how we got through a lot of our wins anyways. We went back and forth. We went back and forth with the Colts. Like, it's going to be that way. It's the turnovers defensively that save us, the turnovers and Myles Garrett. That's it. That's all we have.
If he's healthy, like full 100% healthy, then yes, I want him back. If he's not, don't do it. Don't risk it. Because we can't.
They're going to risk it.
And look, I know he wants to be back. If he's not healthy, I don't know.
He is superhuman, though.
Speaking of running back,
he's not sitting at home drinking beers and chilling on the couch. He's working
over there. Jared, what are you drinking?
So it's a Baltimore beer, actually, unfortunately. Yeah. But I lived there for long enough. This is Loose Cannon Double Cannon IPA. So it's a strong one.
Nice.
This one puts hair on your chest.
Nice.
If only it would fill in the hair on my beard a little bit better.
Wetzel, what is your drink of choice? You always have fun cocktails. What do you got there tonight?
Yeah, I've been I mix it up every week, depending on my mood, even though it is something.
Just going with my favorite tonight.
I'm just doing a vodka soda that I've been dwindling down, but vodka soda, good old.
I love me a vodka soda. That's my go-to. Is that Tito's, I hope?
It is Tito's, and it is, I have a raspberry lime soda water.
Fancy. You fancy.
Only the best for me.
Gotta love Trader Joe's is where it's at.
If you don't give yourself the best, who's going to, right? So.
There you go. Wow. Wow.
We'll leave that alone. Mm-hmm.
Is everybody excited that Duke Johnson's back like I am? Duke Johnson back in the house.
I'm so excited.
Duke. Remember that? Duke.
Look, well, the fancy led Browns are only a 3-point favorite. I thought that'd be more in this game. We kind of went through it, but I'll do it one more time. Here's the stats that really the Texans look at coming in this game. They're overall 16th in offense. They're 31st in rushing. That's our Duke Johnson. He's not playing for the Texans. 6th in passing. That sounds about right. Fuller's a wonderful wide receiver. This is the same. It feels like it's the same game again. The Raiders couldn't run. They could pass. And the defense for the Texans is awful. They are 32nd in rushing. But Duke Johnson, on the other side, not running the ball. And they can't stop it either. This is tailor-made for the Browns, right? We're eating lunch.
Holly, you were talking about the weather. Do you know the forecast? I haven't looked at it, honestly. I don't mean to call you out on this right now.
I had seen something earlier today that it was going to be Raiders-esque. So cold, windy, rainy.
Okay.
I think tonight here in Cleveland, it's getting down to 28 degrees tonight. So
You're a little chillier up there than I am down here. But
they're talking Raiders-esque weather-wise, high winds. Now that could change. It could have probably already fucking changed. It's sure. Not
clock. Yeah, you ain't kidding. It'll change three or four right. You know, times before the game.
Yeah. So it would have been nice to play last weekend when it was 75 and beautiful and sunny.
Everybody's going out suntanning.
The past 5 days, 4 out of 5 last days here have been beautiful. So
yeah, global warming does have some benefits.
It is the fact that living in this region is probably going to be the most. Well, we'll leave that alone. Science. This is actually a good spot to be for all that.
So, I will say, I'm wearing my Cleveland sweatshirt. The Browns are going to win this game. Mm-hmm. I don't give a fuck what the weather is.
I don't give a fuck.
Duke Johnson's back. No. It's time to put this game in drive and start driving down the road to the playoffs.
I think they're going to take an L, but prove me wrong.
You know what, Holly, you're right to say that. I say that to Andy all the time. Prove me wrong.
I don't think they're going to get blown
out. Regarding the Ravens and the Steelers, prove me wrong. Prove me wrong for once. Now, this is very much a prove me wrong game. They have not played well against the Titans. They have had embarrassing games against the Titans against the Texans. So what?
Why? And the Titans.
Yeah, both of them actually. Yeah, fuck. They should. I know. Prove me wrong. You're right. But I do genuinely think that this one, the Browns will be okay in. And it really comes down to regime. And that's where I'm at right now.
By the way, Duke Box Kevin. Hello, Duke from Germany. Hello.
From Germany. Checking in on Twitter and what do you call that? Periscope.
Yeah. Periscope. But clearly he was listening to Duke, and we were, Duke Johnson, we don't have a lot of time to talk about that, but that was a weird leaving experience. That press conference, boy, feels like it was years ago. It was only a year ago.
He was butthurt. He did his own thing, and we knew it was coming. I remember listening. I told you. I remember driving. I was driving on the 695 in Baltimore, coming back to the house, listening to that press conference, hearing them talking, because that was the introduction of Hunt and him explaining why Hunt was coming. And then they talked about Duke Johnson and like he dropped a bomb. And what was the comment
he tried to spin it off as something that he couldn't do, and it's hard. He basically
it just didn't look good.
He didn't come off well. Baker called him out. Freddie Kitchens was angry. He was angry at everything, but whatever. Look, Duke Johnson, that did not work out well. Let's have some fun though. Enough about Duke Johnson. Yeah. And prove Holly wrong. Win that fucking game. All right. So we got 2 wins and a loss. Okay, let's do a schedule game real quick, week by week. Eagles. Yep. Does anyone think the Browns are going to lose to the Eagles? Eagles are terrible.
Holly, go ahead.
No. They're going to win.
Not a chance in fucking hell.
Okay, so clean sweep. Are we finally going to be fucking Jacksonville?
I say yes.
Yes.
If they lose to Jacksonville, don't Cleveland Beyond or the official Cleveland Sports handle on Instagram. No. It's going to be fucking piss and vinegar. Fucking piss. I will drink on that show. By the way, smart water. Thank you. That puts hair in my chest. Let's see. Titans. I know, Wally. I love Holly's little smirks. Tennessee Titans. I can go here first. I hope I'm wrong. They're not going to win.
Yeah, no. They're going to lose.
Away game?
Away into Nashville.
I'm not gonna do the same thing you guys are doing. I think they win that game.
Wow, I like
it. It's only because they should. And they have won a majority of the games that they should. They've only lost one game that they should have won.
Yep.
When I say should, I mean like We hope that they would beat the Ravens, and we hope that they would beat the Steelers, and they are going to have to come to that point eventually.
If they beat the Titans.
But I understand that they didn't, and I can, I mean, that's a pill that I'm sick of swallowing, but I guess I'll keep swallowing it I don't want to talk about that. Go ahead.
We're going to have to do a lottery on Cleveland and Beyond for playoff tickets because they fucking beat the Titans. They're going to fucking go.
Yes.
Are they right now? What are they at? Like 40? What is the ESPN FBI has them at 47%.
Well, right there. I will put that's a wager that I will put that the NFL will add that extra playoff slot.
I agree.
It's going to happen.
I agree.
There's way too much. And we need to actually start speaking of that. It makes me think of the college football and playoff.
We live in Ohio. Just look around. We're fucked and we're fucked. So we're getting an extra playoff game. That's how I feel.
we kind of teed it up on Instagram. I do think as well, they're going to beat the Ravens on Monday Night Football. I do. I think they're winning that game.
I think of the two games left between them and the Steelers, that's the game that they do.
I think that game has W written all over it. They're going to go. Steelers.
They'll beat the Ravens. Right. I think they will.
Yep. They'll be in Jersey, but they're going to go down Fifth Avenue and Park Avenue, and they're going to go and stop by Macy's, and they're going to pick
Chargers
up.
And Jets, do we even have to do this?
They're winning both those games. They're zipping by. Zipping by. And they're going to high-five, what's that guy's name, Gase, and be like, hey, Gase, we've been there, man. 0-16. It flies. Season flies.
Them at 12 wins. Holy shit. Anyways, go ahead.
So, by the way, how about this for the back-to-back in the year? So you got the Jets, who might be 0-14 going in that game. And then those fucking Steelers keep fucking winning. They keep fucking winning. They do every fucking year. It's like Cameron Fry and Ferris Bueller's Day Off. They make me feel guilty.
Browns beat the Ravens and go in there winning a bunch of games. They might not have to play hard the same way Steelers have to play hard either. That game might be a shit show on both sides. So I don't even know how you call that game. But it really does come down to two things, and that is beating the Ravens and the Ravens kind of floundering a little bit, which they have shown signs of anyways. Yes. If that happens, then that Steelers game is impossible to call. If the Browns have to win that game, I don't know that they do.
Dicey.
And
situation changes everything.
Yes.
I'd have to get with them. And this is going to be uncharted territory for us at the end of the season of our playoff being an actual playoff hunt. So.
Yes.
So we're all sitting there at about 10-6 and 12-4 about right now, right?
Jared Watts is 13-3. Me on the loss.
Well, I said if we have to beat the Steelers, I don't think they're going to.
Jared, you said you had them at 12.
I think I have them at 12.
I think 11-5. I'm feeling good.
11-5 is realistic, but then here's the deal.
Watts about
here's this question. Here's this question. Do the Browns win one playoff game?
Oh my gosh, are we really going down that road? Should we start truth and bullshit with that? All right, hold on.
The Browns win their first playoff game.
Who will they play?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I can't even like think about
it. Yeah, Jared, that's a mind fuck.
They play the Chiefs.
The Chiefs? Oh.
Andy, bullshit does not fit. You gotta put BS.
Andy wrote out both words.
now you gotta hold him vertical. Hold him.
He's gonna be like,
like a crawl. You gotta run it like a crawl.
I fucking direct this show. I fucking wrote this rundown, and fucking people are getting on my fucking ass right now. Words fine. That's fine. Jared didn't like my Instagram post. Fine.
You were a little angry.
It's fine.
Instagram, I was trying to save.
I love you.
It was out of love. On Instagram, Andy went live, and then he was doing the entire show on Instagram. And I was like, will you save it? We got to tease the show. We're bringing folks over. That's what we got to do. No, I should.
That was true.
It's all good. It's all good. What do I care? Look, we've been winging it from the beginning. So fuck it.
This is all I'm going to say. You know what I mean? It's all me for the rest of 2020.
Well, Holly has gone to school of production. That was a very good production thing where you just have one card and you're twisting. I got papers everywhere. I'm not good. I'm that old man with like flies around my head. All right. Baker Mayfield will be this is a truth or bullshit game.
That's what we're doing. We're jumping into truth or bullshit.
We are there on the rundown in order. We made it after this wild rodeo tonight. We made it. Here we go. Mayfield will be the quarterback in Cleveland in 2023. I actually think truth. I say truth. Bullshit.
Holly, you're a fucking negative Nancy.
I am not. I just know how quick. How could our pattern not look? I have faith in Stefanski. I hope that in the beginning of the season when we talked, Andy and I did, We talked about the fact that, you know, and we're not the only ones to talk about.
No.
All right.
We talked about that on the show too.
He may not be the guy for us. That doesn't take away from anything. This, again, I think the rest of this second half of this season is going to tell us, I think, everything that we need to know.
And you're right. Right now, you don't think he's going to be here in 2023.
Sip that beer. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. It's almost Friday. It's almost Friday.
I hope it is. Almost Friday.
Holly, send over some sage.
It's
a little bit of cinnamon. It's been rough.
God, we're going back to the Christmas references.
And how fun would it be if we all agreed? So continue.
Yes. Myles Garrett will get over 20 sacks in 2021. Truth.
Not even a fucking question.
Truth. I think so too.
He's gonna have three in this Texans game.
We don't even need to do the next signs. I know our answer. The Browns will win either the Ravens or Steelers game at the end of the year, right?
They're not winning them both.
I think they're gonna win both. Yep. Both. I changed my mind. I changed my mind all the time. That's what's great about this show. You just change your mind. OBJ will catch another touchdown. Game? What?
Is this a drinking game? Oh, we're playing. Oh, BS or truth. I'm sorry.
No, take a drink.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a great game in college. There was a great game called,
Edward 40 Hands.
Yeah, something like that.
I did that.
Yeah.
No, I never did that. Thank God.
That was one of the dumbest things I've ever done. That.
Yeah.
By the way.
Yeah. OBJ will catch another touchdown for the Browns.
Well, I already alluded to that earlier.
Truth. I lost my team.
I don't think he's going anywhere. I think he's coming back.
Everybody agrees. Now I'm going to follow Holly and do one piece of papers. My papers are everywhere. Here we go. Stefanski. I know. It's been a long fucking day. 9x16, 16x9 stuff. For everybody out there who knows, that's what Instagram and Facebook do. We love Facebook. We love Instagram. But why can't they fucking marry together?
Figure it out.
I know. Stefanski will lead the Browns to a Super Bowl. I say true.
If it's ever going to happen, this is it.
This is it.
I just get the feeling he's our guy.
It's been 20 years for them to get their shit.
He hasn't been a fuck enough.
Andrew Berry.
50 plus years of not going to
Super Bowl. This regime knows what they're doing, and I don't think they're going anywhere. So, yeah, it's going to happen. It's going to fucking happen.
I agree. It's the first time I felt that.
Yes, a Super Bowl. Yes.
And by the way, we did not feel that way about Hugh Jackson or Freddie Kitchens after the first game.
No, but I don't. I mean, look, I hope he's got a long ways to go.
Yeah.
Right. So hopefully. And I'm not a negative Nancy in that sense. I'm trying to be very realistic.
I know. No. You're right. You're not a negative
you're
Nancy.
Being, you're being realistic, Regina.
You're being overly pragmatic, Polly or Paulina. Pragmatic. The realistic.
You guys gave me two new nicknames, so.
I don't know. They're dumb. I'm sorry. I'll do that again later. I'll make it better. Have another drink.
Well, Beaver went.
Cheers to you, Holly, drinking your Tito's. Look at you over there.
I'm gonna chug my smart water. For everybody, drink smart water out there.
Cheers, Andy, because it's no.
But Andy, here's the deal: you can't pick on Andy for drinking smart water because look how spelt he is. I am at an all-time high when it comes to the way that gravity affects my body.
Well. I might have been out this week tanning my arms. And that's a good start. I used to cloth at all times. Now I can,
release. I think I'm just having like existential crisis after existential crisis. So that's where I am right now.
Let's hear in that show. All right, what do we got next?
Bieber will win another Cy Young with
Garen fucking Teed, motherfuckers.
Yeah, and by the way, Andy, you wrote Justin.
Of course he did.
I'm not making that up. He literally wrote, Justin Bieber will win another Cy Young with the Tribe.
Yeah. Good for you.
Long fucking day.
All right.
Are you listening to old JB there? I might have been. Making these?
What's next?
We're going to skip. We got to ask it. Is Lindor going to play in 2021? I say
play what? For the Indians?
We're in Cleveland.
He's bullshit. Gone. No, bullshit. Go away. Next bullshit. One. I don't want to talk about that. You trying to make me cry?
Jared has said Michigan in the past year.
Yeah, but why did I say? Oh, we can't talk about that.
Truth.
Wait, in the future or has said it in the past?
Yeah, I've said it. You've had a hard time saying it on the show. Yes.
Oh, so we won't get into that. But yes, I love the state of Michigan right now.
All right. This is, I secretly like the Buckeyes.
No. All he thinks he does. All he thinks he does.
Andy, even though I defend Justin Fields, it takes every bit of me to do that. Go Boilers any time of the day.
Hey, Irish, how about their Irish? Let me jump into this real quick. Can we do this or we have to save it for later? And Andy, you deal and work with Urban. Why the fuck didn't we know that he had COVID and survived it and was just like, just announced that today on Twitter?
It's a really good question. I did not realize that either. Coach has been in and out. I know they actually had on the last Fox Noon show, they didn't have anybody in LA. So I'm not really sure. I know that stuff's private and I don't know.
Well, yeah, of course. I mean, I understand that, but yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
No, I was going to say, yeah, they keep that shit
private. They keep that stuff private. So yeah.
A lot to get into, you know, when people have that stuff, I mean, yeah.
And I think my point is, I understand that they keep it private, but I'm surprised it hasn't leaked. Like, I'm surprised it actually did stay private.
Yeah.
That's where I'm coming from.
Yeah. That's all. Well, for what's worth, I didn't know. I had no idea until.
No, thank God. Cheers to you, Urban, and glad you're feeling better. But holy shit, man.
All right. Last question. Then we're going to rip through the show. Mm-hmm. Holly will have her Christmas up tree. We'll have her Christmas tree up in January. Finally. God, I can't fucking talk. Truth.
I mean, I don't go that far. I mean, like the first week, and then that's just because I'm lazy.
But that's okay, so, because it's fun. It's fun.
Last question before we get to the Indians. Are we feeling good though about the Browns? Meaning, like, I think this is, even with the turmoil and little things here and there, this has been the most enjoyable Browns season I can remember in the last 10 years.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Yes.
Truth. Absolutely. Truth. Truth.
All right. Shane Bieber unanimously won the Cy Young. Not that that was a surprise.
He was the MVP of the All-Star game. I totally forgot about that.
Yes,
I don't know why. Didn't he win a truck? Yeah.
I think so. I think he won something. It was funny. He did, they had one of those videos like where they had his whole family around. And it's funny, like his girlfriend went in to go kiss him. Then his mom's like, oh, and then he went to go hug the mom. Then the girlfriend thought he was going to go back for a kiss. And she was like,
got hanging. Weird, huh?
It was funny. I don't know if Holly picked up on it, Jared, but I did. I was like, that was an awkward moment. Mom's going in. Oh, no. And then he goes back to his mom. Girlfriend's like,
The ultimate choice.
How many movie plots are based on that mother and daughter-in-law thing?
And then
everything on Hallmark coming up in about 3 weeks.
And then they asked Shane Bieber a question. The TV's too loud, and there's some dude buffed out dudes like muting the TV in the background. The reason why I bring this up is I really like Shane Bieber, and that's what would happen to me, Holly, or Jared if we ever won an award. It'd be a shit show. Everything would be going on. The TV's too loud. I really like Shane Bieber. We're all Indians fans, so that's a given, duh. But honestly, there's been coming ground.
Unanimous.
Yeah.
Unanimous.
And unanimous, lovable guy.
Yes.
Very, very, very big Shane Bieber fan here.
And very important when it comes to leadership within that pitching staff because of everything that happened with that team. And let's say, hey, hang on. Let me add one more truth or bullshit, and we can move on after this, I promise. Truth or bullshit. Bauer would have won a Cy Young in Cleveland.
Bullshit. Wow, truth from Holly. Jeez.
Change his scenery. He needed to get the fuck out. He was an asshole. I said bullshit.
Yeah, I think it's bullshit.
Holly, why do you think that you would have?
What article came out? Was that a Sports Illustrated article came out a couple years ago that interviewed him? I mean, he's a weird dude.
Yeah,
very weird.
But he is like, he has his goals set out. He knows exactly what he wants. I mean, he's definitely that type of personality. I think if that was one of his goals in Cleveland, he would have. And I'm sure that it maybe probably was. I think it was.
He had actually spoken about it a couple of times. He had guaranteed. I think he had almost guaranteed it at one point a couple of seasons ago. And it was the year he got traded, actually. But
I just will say this about Bauer. I know where Holly's going. I'm not surprised he's doing well in Cincinnati. I will not be surprised if he does well other places. And by the way, for Cincinnati, that's a
moving. That's what he talked about too. He's going to keep moving.
He is.
Every year he's going to sign those.
He's
going to
sign a new contract. But for everything we said here about Bieber, I will give him credit for. I mean, Bauer. Now I'm mixing my B's. Bauer. Here's the thing I'll give him credit for the Cincinnati Reds, who never won a Cy Young. The Cincinnati Reds, one of the oldest organizations in baseball.
Crazy. That is crazy.
That's huge. Now, I got to give him props. That is a big deal. Now, the latest hot team's the Mets that Lindor's going to. There's been Phillies. I've seen Blue Jays. I think Blue Jays is because of Shapiro being up there. I don't know if I see that. Cardinals. I could see the Cardinals.
I think, by the way, not to get off, but I think the best thing that ever happened to the Indians was Shapiro leaving.
Yeah, I do too. I agree. Concur.
I've heard that numerous times in a lot of different facets, but I really do believe that that was one of the best things that happened to the Indians since he left.
It's funny how he's been gone, and I don't even think about Shapiro. I only think of Antonetti. That's where I'm at.
A big part of it is because Antonetti was ready, and he's done a wonderful job.
And what I do like is, though, too, is that they work well with Toronto. And
yeah, they do.
There is that relationship there.
I don't think there's any bad bridges burned at all to what you're saying.
None. Our brothers across the lake. That's it.
By the way,
across the lake.
I've heard the same stuff Wetzel's heard. And I've heard that from many circles in and out and people like off the record in both. Yeah. And I'll say again, who knows? But I agree. I've heard that from Holly, but I'll say this. Antonetti and Turnoff were ready to fucking go. And they do a great job. And they don't get dealt with the full deck because of the economic situation. So kudos. They deserve all that. Now, back to Lindor. I still think, I mean, we all said it. I don't think he's going to play here next year. I've heard a lot about the Mets this week.
I hope it is the Mets. I think of all the fits and I think of the teams that have their shit together. I think the Mets are actually on their way. Have I not seen good press coming out regarding the Mets and the new owner and new not owner. Micromanaging and things like that, right?
Yeah, I mean,
that he wants to see the team win and he doesn't care about the money. Was the comment, right? Now that sounds great and maybe that's just some wallpaper bullshit, but to come out there and say that still even takes balls to do that, because then you're scaring away, certain investors and stuff like that when you talk in that fashion. So especially in a time like this. So we'll see what happens. He's playing the long game. That's what I hope he's doing.
No doubt. Living in this part of the country, I mean, it is a New York Yankees town. However, it isn't like the Mets are way back. There's much more Giants fans than Jets. The Mets fans are hungry, they're loud, and they're rabid. And I think they're excited about this. Yeah. And when an owner says, we are opening up the checkbook, and we have been talking to agents, I don't blame everybody saying, hey, Frankie Lindor. It's like, well, I mean, that's probably a pretty good guess. Yeah. I mean, so I agree with what everybody's saying here. The Mets are the first one. It goes hot and cold. We've all done this before. Don't be surprised about the Phillies. They want to fucking win now. And they would give up a haul to get someone like that. I think that's the other team I'd keep your eye on there. The only other thing I got before we get to the NBA draft, I know everybody's going to be like, well, we got to talk about the NBA draft a little bit. I just hope to what Holly said and to what we've been saying to Jared. I know Lindor's gone, and I'm resigned to that. They do have Shane Bieber. J-Ram was in the discussion for AL MVP. There are some good parts here. Still doesn't mean Lindor leaving doesn't sting. It stings, but this team's not terrible. It's not a complete rebuild.
No, but it's just you want to get over that hump, and we're not getting over that hump.
I know. I agree.
Want to build around one? Not one. I mean, but Lindor could just be. You know, Annie, you and I talked about this. He could just be such. He's already become such a staple here, and the type of respect that he gets and the type of I think, leadership he shows and how much he's grown since he's been here and just the tone that he sets. Wow.
Wow.
You don't agree?
All right. All right. Here's where I'm coming from with Lindor.
Okay.
And especially after this last season. Lindor has not demonstrated, to me at least, especially not last year, but the season prior, that he is a leader. And this team has lacked leadership, and it has been obvious over the past two seasons, especially with the issue of Tito having to leave and Sandy taking over. Players have really struggled to figure out where their fit is when in the clubhouse regarding who is the leader and who is going to take control. If Lindor is going to take that next step and be that elite guy, not only is he going to have to play well on the field and hit well, which he did not do all that great last season, but he is going to have to learn how to be a leader within the clubhouse. And I do not think that the Indians are losing that much by losing Lindor outside of the fact that we have this love for him. The Indians made it to the playoffs despite Lindor's play last year. So I think that this can work out, but are the Indians still in the long haul going to have to worry about where they're going to fill these holes, especially in the outfield? Absolutely. But can they survive Lindor leaving? Yes. And they've already shown that with how they played last year. That's where I'm at with Lindor.
I don't know.
Do you want to take the first swing or do you want me to?
Oh, you want to try to destroy that, huh?
No, I just
want to drink more of the beer.
That would be news to me that he's not, considered a leader in that. And look, Tito is something very special. And he was definitely something that was missed this year. And it was really hard. I think Lindor's in a tough spot. He has made it pretty clear that he wants to stay. I'm sure that he does want to stay. I think Tito creates a culture with these guys, and anyone that has played for him feels that way. And he does create that type of family, I think, with these guys. And so I don't think that I think he's in a tough spot because there's been so much, you know, questions around whether or not he is going to be here. If the Indians are going to pay him, he's constantly dealing with that question.
Yes.
You know, I think it's probably hard for him, maybe in a certain sense, to say he probably wants to. And I'm sure that there's probably some hesitation there because it's like, if they're not going to fucking pay me to stay here and build around me, then I'm not going to maybe do certain things. And look, and I know, and that's pure speculation. You know, I don't know what he's thinking or feeling.
Right.
I just know that though, from the beginning, since he has gotten here, I mean, I know that, and I don't know if this is still the case. When he first got here, he lived with his mother and his girlfriend.
Right.
You know, he wasn't out partying with those, as far as I understand or ever heard. You know, I just think that, I don't think they're going to get over the hump, I guess. Certainly don't think they're going to be any better. And I don't think they're going to improve. And I don't think he's any type of cancer. I know you didn't say that, Jared.
Right. No, not at all. I just don't think he's ready to take over as a leader within the clubhouse. I just have not seen that over the past couple of years. I kept waiting for him to elevate himself as a leader within the clubhouse, and he just has not done that. He just hasn't. Naylor came in and had more energy and fire within himself. That Andy, the guy at least came in. You saw it on him.
Well, no, not that the three game series. Not the Naylor. I think Lindor shows a lot of energy. I agree with you.
Okay. Look, energy wise, you're right, but play on the field is where it dipped this year too, and that hurts. And you're right.
Yeah.
So
the numbers show that.
All I'm saying is that he was never going to be the guy that got us over that hump that you're talking about, Holly. I don't think he was.
I don't agree with that. But that's okay.
I think the Indians had to address their outfield, and they definitely have to address hitting with the catching position.
Well, that's different. Right? I think you can do both. Okay, let me take this in parcels. Lindor leadership, I can't disagree. The leadership this year was faulty. Mandy Bell talked about it. Yeah. Other people talked about it. Lindor takes some of that burn. He should. I agree. I mean, he should. You can maybe pass that a little bit to Shane Bieber too. Pass along some other people. But I can't disagree about that.
Yeah, Bieber had leadership. Perez had leadership. Santana definitely had leadership. I mean, there were guys that showed some of that leadership, but some of those guys knew that they were leaving too. Like,
Santana. I guess I'm with Holly though. I've been saying this from day one. I don't want Lindor to leave, and I still don't feel that way.
I understand.
And I'll be honest with you, my eyes got opened again with Mookie Betts. This was some of the same discussion they were having with Mookie's Mookie in Boston.
He's a maniac, by the way.
I think
Mookie. God, watching him in the playoffs or in the postseason was insane.
I know this is going to hurt. But as I love you, I think Lindor and Mookie Betts aren't that far off. I really don't. He had no help in this lineup.
Next season, I will tell you this.
None.
Next season will tell us whether that's true or not. Absolutely. You're right.
I think Lindor's closer to Mookie Betts. I think I'm with Holly on this. I agree with your leadership comments, but I'm just saying Lindor is very talented and he's such a spark and energy. Okay, the NBA draft is here. Everybody's got their lottery balls. Holly and I and Jared Tech talking. Who do the Cavs going to draft? We haven't actually been talking about any of this. But here we go. I'm sure one of you saw this rundown like,
God. I'm sorry, what?
By the way, we're back.
Set the Edge is on Wednesdays. That's going to be a sick Set the Edge because it's the night of the draft. The latest rumors has finally come back to Dayton's own Obi Toben. He's the new hot guy. Chris Fedor, who I love reading him. He's one of the better writers in town. He does a great job for Cleveland.com. Love Chris. He did a nice article about Obi Toben. They've also been talking about this guy named Okoro, who is a good player for Auburn, but he doesn't play good offensively. And there's a handful of mystery guys from Europe who, you know, might as well talk about me drinking small water because it's about the same energy. Look, here's the thing. Everything at the end of the day comes down to me is the best story headlines, Obi Toben. Dayton kid, played really well, was leading the Flyers. It's an Ohio story. Everybody loves that.
Cool, he's a homer. Let's take him.
Homer to take him, right?
I got nothing else.
We're not going to shun that. On this show, we're not going to shun that pick. I know us now. But here's what I will say. If they draft someone from Europe or anybody else, don't shun that pick either. You don't know.
Right.
Like, this is the first draft in a while for the Cavs. It's like, I was really high on Garland. Might have fucked that up. He better play better next year. But it's like, hey, you know what? Look, like, if you look at all these pit, and he will. He will. Come on. Now, look, all that to be said, Obi Toben, I'd be happy with that. Would I be happy with Curl? I liked Okoro at Auburn, sure. But it's like all these picks, like I'm not in love with them. It's not zippy, it's not exciting.
I don't know. You guys, it's really hard for me to get like
I know where you're going.
I don't know.
I'm with you. Holly, here's the deal. For me, the Cavs are a 6-year plan at early.
The Cavs are a six-year plan.
This is going to be, hey, when COVID's over, let's go to watch a Cavs game. Just to get the fuck out and go have a good time and enjoy the updated queue because it's going to look
beautiful.
We want to talk about something with the Cavs. Let's talk about Tristan.
Tristan's still here. Cool. Kevin, he's here. Cool. Let's go watch. Whatever. Good talk. Don't expect anything out of your Cavaliers for the next 4 to 6 years. And even then, we're going to have to reassess every season on whether we need to push that out another year or whether we're actually on track.
We still
don't know how Dan is doing overall.
That's true.
We still don't know what's going to go on with the front office and how this team is going to be run. Mm-hmm. We still don't have obviously stability within the coaching core of this team. These are all things that even like the draft, we're talking about the draft. It's like, we're talking about practice. Like none of it matters right
now. We love the draft. We love drafts.
I know.
We love drafts.
I know.
We live for the draft. That's Cleveland slogan.
When's the draft? Pour us a draft and we'll watch a draft. Unlike your Lindor comments, I think those comments are very fair about the Cavs. I cannot say anything else. And I put that in there purpose. I knew you too.
I would say if you're going to dispute my Lindor comments, you can only dispute about half of them.
Lindor leaving is not a good thing.
Lindor staying doesn't make a difference.
We don't have enough time tonight. No.
Don't you worry.
After the Texans lose to the Browns by 50 points, we're going to talk about Lindor. I'm writing it down the rundown right now. Lindor, don't you worry. We're going to do a whole show. Now, to wrap up on college football, it's been sad. There's been a lot of teams, especially in the South, have been hit hard by COVID. We're basically down. I think it's now, what is it, 4 games canceled in the SEC? And I know in the Big Ten, no Buckeyes this week.
Just more than 4 games total.
Right. Sirianni told me that Ohio State was going to play Alabama this weekend.
Well,
should I not listen to him? Oops, my bad.
Oh, well, look, here's where I'm going to go on. Here's where I'm going to go on. Right now, it's all about the Irish because of, and it's not, and I feel bad for all these teams going through this.
You're right.
That was a huge win against Clemson. I am excited about BC. Okay, one quick rant. The BC calls themselves super fans. Look, don't BC get out of the way. This is not your year. Notre Dame's here to win a championship. Don't fuck this up. Go drink beers.
Trap game.
Wicked hard. Do your thing. Look, get out of the way.
He's got an Ohio State sweatshirt on under their shirt under that sweatshirt, by the way, Jared. I saw.
He might.
Closet Buckeye fan.
True.
I am going to bring up pictures from the Notre Dame Ohio State game where it was not good. I'm going to bring up photos of me painted. I painted my whole face and my chest in blue and gold. Look, here's the thing. BC needs to get out of the way. This has been a classic game where Notre Dame fucks up. They're not going to fuck up. We want to play Clemson again and show everybody off. Notre Dame's on their way. BC, just get out of the way.
We need Clemson again.
We're going to be fine. Don't you worry. This will be for a fun podcast. Lindor and Notre Dame championship.
Let me just say this.
The Irish are back.
Notre Dame playing well is good for college football, right?
It is fun. It's zippy.
Of course.
It is. It fills the hole that team up north has fucking left void.
What's their name, though? What's the state they're in?
Oh, I love them. Michigan. I love that state. Oh, I love them. Michigan. Pure fucking Michigan.
By the way, there's only
one reason I'm going to talk about that.
I hear you. Before Jared does his spiel, there's something that Holly did that I was proud of that I would have forgotten. So thank you.
Right.
NBC's ratings for the Clemson Notre Dame game were out of this world.
Yeah.
Watch it over
Ohio State Rutgers. I never saw one snap from that game.
Yeah.
It was the best ratings college football.
Between that and there was a speech at 8 o'clock that I watched at that point.
And it carried over to USA, the game.
Yes, and, it did. You're right.
I think it was, they averaged a little over 10 million viewers. And then even when it went over to USA, it averaged.
Oh, no shit.
Another 2 million.
Yeah, Wetzel put in
the
rundown.
You're talking about the victory speech stuff. No,
Clemson Notre Dame.
When it
moved to USA Network.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I'm trying to read the rundown at the same time.
Yeah. 10.2 million viewers and the highest since Florida State Notre Dame. I'm not going to say it because I have to. In 93, Notre Dame is going to win the national championship, and they fucking lost to BC. BC, get the fuck out of the way. You're not doing it this year.
All right.
Whoa. We're not. I can't. I'm all in.
For Holly's sanity.
I'm all in. I want the Irish to win it now.
For Holly's sanity and for my sanity, we need Notre Dame to win this game.
Yes.
Although that might make it worse for the
By future. The way, real quick. By the way, real quickly for all our viewers.
Maybe we need them just to lose now.
I know. One more. Purdue's back. I love Purdue too. They're playing Northwestern. I know now, Holly. Man, wait to hear this. We're gonna get Rondell Moore back. You better watch out, fucking Northwestern. We're fucking coming. Right. By the way, Michigan's going to get their doors. I know. Well,
is this D2? They play Youngstown State this year.
Who? How did that game go? Is Dorian Bryant still scoring for the?
Oh, he's living. What are you, poke high, four touchdowns in one game? Living in the past.
Drew Brees, Holy Toledo. That was against Buckeyes too.
All right.
I remember that game too. Look, all that to be said, I don't remember what happened in 2002 though with that fucking Crimson. But look, all that to be said, great show. Jared, do your spiel.
Hey, check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/Cleveland and Beyond, on Twitter @CLE and Beyond. Andy, what is the call sign out there on Instagram again?
Official Cleveland Sports
on Instagram. It's huge. And we are
Joe Hayes. Good job, Joe.
Look, we've partnered up with some really good folks. They're helping us expand the base, the audience of this show. So that's what we're working on. Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. And we appreciate you. Also, shoot us an email, andyandjared@gmail.com, JARID. We are part of Waiting for Next Year. Check them out. Original Cleveland Sports Reporting at waitingfornextyear.com and coming soon to Evergreen Podcasts. Holly Wetzel, I love having you on this show. I think we need to figure out a way to make this a thing. Holly, for those of you who don't listen to or haven't heard of yet the show Set the Edge, Andy and Holly do a separate podcast, Set the Edge. Check that out. And we usually push it through these same outlets. So some of you might be familiar, some of you
Wednesdays,
not.
Wednesday evenings, usually.
Right? Wednesdays.
Wednesday evenings. And you can find all our podcasts wherever podcasts are found. Andy, Holly, let's wrap it up.
Wetzel, you first. Ladies first.
Last thoughts.
Last thoughts. I mean, I'm hoping for a win, but I'm prepping for a loss on Sunday.
Yeah.
All right.
Go for the best, plan for the worst is what she said.
I'm gonna add some gingerbread to this show. Look.
I like that.
You like that? We're gonna take out the garbage. BC's not gonna fuck up Notre Dame, and neither is the Texans against the Browns in our hopes of a playoff. We got this. Buckle up. Enjoy the ride. Sunday, I think all of us again will be together to talk about the victory.
Yeah.
Houston. That'll be fun. Yep. Set the Edge on Wednesday. Friday mornings, Jared and I again. It'll be fun. This has been a great show. What a fucking day. Hell of a day. 9x6, 16x9. People can figure that out, what that means later.
Love when you tune in live. Again, a reminder, check us out when we're going live. It's fun. We love your interaction. We love your questions.
Yes.
We've got some fans who watch throughout the entire show. And we're going to try to figure things out with Instagram. Instagram has been a son of a bitch for us. Because Instagram, even though Instagram is owned and operated by Facebook, Instagram wants to be cute. And it's making life difficult.
We love them, though. We love them.
The things are fighting. We'll get over it.
No, I'm going to bitch.
No. I'm talking about Facebook and Instagram are fighting. They're siblings. Yes. And we're going to figure it out.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. And so we will try to bring all of this live content via all those. What did I do now?
We love Frankie Lindor, even if Jared hates him. We love him.
Wait a minute. How did we get there?
We're good.
He's Andy Goldman. Frankie. He's Holly Wetzel. I'm Jared Watson. Cleveland and Beyond. Take care, everyone. Have a good night.
Good night.
I'm going to go partake in some of that medical stuff. Enjoy your evening, folks. Bye-bye.
Cleveland and Beyond with Andy and Jared is a part of Evergreen Podcast. You can follow them on Facebook at facebook.com/Cleveland and Beyond, on Twitter at CLEandBeyond, or shoot them an email at andyandjared@gmail.com. And don't forget to visit the website, clevelandandbeyond.net.
Hey there, and welcome to the Joy of Paddle podcast, hosted by me, Minter Dial, a veteran of the paddle tennis world, and sponsored by Paddle 1969. Whether you're a paddle tennis aficionado, just beginning, or have never even heard of paddle, or padel, as it's called in North America, this is an exhilarating new show that delves into the captivating stories of notable paddle personalities worldwide. In its inaugural season, you'll be treated to exclusive anecdotes, valuable tips, life lessons, and humorous moments shared by esteemed professional paddle players, industry insiders, and passionate paddle enthusiasts. With each season aligning with a pro tour, you can anticipate 2 engaging episodes per month. The Joy of Paddle podcast is part of the Evergreen Podcast Network, where you can find other great shows in a number of categories, such as sports, health and wellness, true crime, and fiction. To find out more about Evergreen Podcasts, go to www.evergreenpodcast.com. Vamos!